This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Northern Michigan University professor Dwight Brady is running for Congress in Northern Michigan. The Democrat wants to replace Republican Congressman Jack Bergman. Brady says he nearly ran for the seat in 2010, but stepped aside when Gary McDowell entered the race. Brady teaches multimedia journalism and media law at NMU. He's never held elected office before, but Brady says his experience making documentaries about Northern Michigan issues has helped prepare him for Congress.
When you take on a topic like Michigan's Gray Wolf, there was a lot of controversy about their recovery here in the state of Michigan, and you need to talk with all of the stakeholders. And I think that's important as a lawmaker, to not get tunnel vision on any particular issue. Talk to everybody. Get input from all sources. And one of the documentaries that I did I think that helped prepare me for this was a documentary called Michigan's Green Energy Economy. And it basically went after the false notion that you cannot fight climate change without jeopardizing the economy. I made the argument that you can actually build the economy and grow the economy with green energy technology and reduce carbon emissions at the same time. And as a result of producing that documentary, Governor Granholm appointed me to the Michigan Climate Action Council in 2007. And one of the main actions of that council was to recommend a 10% renewable portfolio standard for the state of Michigan. And it was passed in the legislature and, of course, signed into law by the governor. And at the time of seating that council in 2007, there were only two commercial wind turbines in the state of Michigan. And now there are nearly 1,000 turbines cranking out renewable energy and putting money in the pockets of farmers. So I feel at least I've had some role to play in setting policy, at least for the state of Michigan, and again, have a great interest in national politics.
What would be your day one legislative priorities if elected?
Sure. I think the number one, we need to amend Medicare Part D. When it was initially passed in 2004, it was essentially a giveaway to the pharmaceutical industry. There were a lot of lawmakers that wanted the government or the taxpayer to be able to negotiate for lower prices on drugs. And the lobbyists and a lot of folks like Billy Townsend from the Republican side pushed back and said, no, we don't want that in this bill, to the point of threatening many lawmakers, ending their careers if they did not support Medicare Part D as it was originally written. And that's costing the taxpayer, $10 to $15 billion a year without the ability to negotiate for lower prices. So that would be number one. That's an easy way to
allow negotiation.
Yes, to bring down the prices of prescription drugs.
Republican Congressman Jack Bergman got nearly 55% of the vote in this district last year. President Trump won nearly 58% of the vote in this district. What do you say to the swing voters who chose President Trump, but who may have voted for President Obama or other Democrats in the past?
Yeah, you're right. People say, wow, this is such a huge district. Isn't that such a major challenge? And my response is, the size of the district is not the challenge here. I enjoy driving through this part of Michigan. The biggest challenge for me is trying to convince voters not to vote against their own best interest. And so that, you're right, is a huge challenge. And I guess to simplify that, I would say if you make over $250,000 a year, I'm probably not your guy. If you make less than that, the policies that I want to put forward and the Democrats want to put forward will help you.
What are those policies in brief?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we need to stop taking money out of the pockets of everyday citizens. In the way this worked in the past, we give tax cuts to billionaires, tax cuts to corporations. That reduces revenues available for Pell Grants and for other services, that we don't see it as a tax. But eventually, when you have to pay double, triple the tuition costs that people were paying, say, a decade or two ago. So a lot of this we can change through tax policy. That, again, removes some of the hidden taxes from the lower and middle income folks in the district.
The first congressional district overwhelmingly chose Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton in the Democratic presidential primary last March. What kind of Democrat are you?
Well, I have to admit, I was feeling the burn like a lot of folks. And there's good reason for that. Bernie has been saying the same thing for 30 years. He's been very consistent in his message. And on so many fronts, he's right. And the biggest issue right now in Congress is the fact that we have billionaires controlling so many members of Congress. We saw this in the initial vote. Or the vote that actually didn't take place because the Koch brothers surfaced from their lair and told 40 members of the Freedom Caucus, if you support this bill.
You're talking about the American Health
Care Act. The first iteration of this. And the members of the Freedom Caucus backed down and said, okay, we won't support this because they were threatened. They were told if they supported this, they were going to get primaried. What kind of a democracy is that? And, you know, that's something Bernie was really pushing back against, the fact that we cannot allow just a handful of very wealthy donors to control everything that takes place in Congress. That is not a representative democracy.
What do you say to people who feel left behind by this economy, going on 9 years since the recession began?
What I would say to them is look at apprenticeship programs. I talked to a gentleman the other night over in Alpena County, and he can't even find people to enter these apprenticeship programs that would lead to very good paying jobs. And of course, beyond the apprenticeship programs, we have many great programs within the 8 community colleges in this district. I think we should have a minimum of 1 or 2 years funded education beyond high school, because a high school degree is no longer something that's going to be viable in a global economy. We have to come to grips with that as a country and fund it. We may not be able to do a full 4 years yet, but I think at least 1 or 2 funded years of education for high school graduates who maybe don't want to do a 4-year program at this point could be very valuable in getting them trained in a particular skill and get them started on a very good career path.
Dwight Brady is a professor at Northern Michigan University in Marquette, and he's running as a Democrat in Michigan's 1st Congressional District. Dwight, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.